I'm joined here at Classical 90.5 by choreographer Val Canaparoli, who has been integral in the new production of Louisville Ballet's Brown Forman Nutcracker as it returns to Louisville starting December 10th. A new production that includes a lot of magic. But Val, first, welcome. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
And how exciting to be able to be the choreographer in a new production of the Nutcracker. I'm sure that the opportunity doesn't come along too often.
No, this is actually my second version of the Nutcracker, and it probably is one of the most difficult ballets to choreograph, in that it's a tradition for many companies in North America, and you can't go too against the grain. It's got to be family friendly as well as you want to be innovative. So it's also working with children, and choreographing on children is not always the most easiest thing to do, but it's challenging. It's a very challenging production to choreograph.
Now, did you know artistic director Bruce Simpson before coming to Louisville?
Well, actually, I met Bruce in South Africa. He was the ballet master for the company in South Africa and Pretoria. And he actually was my assistant for the piece I did for the company there, which is going to be performed in April. It's called Lamborghini. So we have a connection in many ways prior to coming to Louisville.
And that can be important, too, a prior relationship. You know what to expect from him, and Bruce knows what to expect from you.
Right. It's important. It's important. He knew he could trust me, and vice versa, and coming here and creating some works that were in existence before, not new works, but prior to actually creating the new Nutcracker, was important to get to know the dancers and the organization and the city.
So did he give you any idea of what he wanted out of the new production, or did he kind of give you a clean slate, but saying, with a nod to tradition?
Well, he actually gave me a clean slate, and again, he trusted me in how I was going to approach it. And we did talk a lot in advance with the scenario and how with the designer, Peter Castellet, and really it was a collaborative effort. I didn't do anything that he did not know about in advance, so it really was... It was a true collaboration, also with the magic work that I did with Marshall Magoon was integrated from the very beginning as well. So it's important that we all talk this out almost a year in advance of actually creating it on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is something that's quite different from the old production of Louisville Ballet's Nutcracker, was the magic provided by Marshall Magoon. That's the first time I really noticed that magicians in themselves are choreographed in their act with their hand gestures, and when they're illusionists, there's a lot of choreography to that itself. So it seems to be a natural fit in ballet.
It was a natural fit, but what was different in this regard is that not only did he design the elements, he came and worked with the dancers, and that was amazing to have the dancers work with an actual magician. And it is very similar to choreography, and the illusion of where your arms are to take away the attention somewhere to somewhere else. But it there's an art in that, and it was wonderful having Marshall there.
Mm-hmm. It's good to have a choreographer in to talk about their work, but it doesn't always happen, I know. Have you been here every year at the beginning of each production, this being the third season?
Actually, no. I take that back. Yes, the second year where I did a lot of changes, minor changes, and you're always going to tweak things, especially mm-hmm. a large production like Nutcracker. You sit back, and there's still always room for changes and improvement and additions, and I think that'll always happen. It's rare that I've been invited back to work on these 3 years in a row, and that won't always happen, but taking advantage of it, it's great. But also working on Lamborghini in the spring at the same time, so the dancers are working on two different things at the same time.
Well, if you just joined me, I'm talking to choreographer Val Canaparoli, who is in town with the Louisville Ballet as they are getting set to present the Brown Forman Nutcracker as it returns to Louisville in its third season of its new production. Starting December 10th. And what is your relationship with the dancers during the preparation?
Uh, b- being here many times, I've been working with the same dancers, actually, a lot of them since I've been here, which is great. It's always good to know the dancers in advance. And coming back, they know your style right away. And so that aspect of it is easier, in that it's easier to, you know, talk or give your choreography, and then they pick it up right away. And then the ones that haven't been around, they get that from the other dancers who have worked with me. So it's a much easier process, actually. It's great with these dancers in Louisville because they are very collaborative. And I'm a collaborative choreographer. I listen to dancers as well and get input sometimes. And not, you know, it's, I'm not a total dictator in that way, but the buck stops here, of course. But having those dancers there for you, and feel that they're part of it, and they take ownership of it in many ways. And in many ways, it's a better product on stage because they take pride in their work.
Mm. Well, I appreciate you coming in to talk about this, and wish you the best of luck. We've been talking to Val Cannaparoli. Hope you enjoy your stay here in Louisville, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Great, thank you.
For tickets, the number is 584-7777. For more information, go online to louisvilleballet.org.